morning.
Good morning.
Anything look different?
No.
Everything looks the same, right? Everything pretty much the same. Well, welcome. As you can tell, Vacation Bible School is ready to kick off. We had some workers in here yesterday transforming our church in the Hero Central. So thank you, Robin, and your crack team that you had here. So thank you very much for getting all that put together. This is our last day for filling up our cart for our homeless mission on during VBS. If you would like to drop off items, you can bring them to the office this week and you can still be a part of it that way. So we do the bagging up of the goods on Saturday, so you've got until next Saturday to get things into us. So we appreciate it if you'd like to be a part of that. Not many on our announcements this week with Vacation Bible School going on. I just would like to let you all know that the house over here on the corner from the parsonage, on the south corner there, they're going to be filming the television program, Military Makeover, an Iraq war veteran that's been in there about 6 months, him and his wife. I believe they have a small child. But the television show, Military Makeover, you know Gunny, the Gunnery Sergeant, Gunny? You remember seeing the shows he had? Well, he's the host of this show. They're going to be here for about 10 days, restoring their house and just remodeling it for them. So there'll be a lot of extra cars and traffic around here. We'll be using our parking lot for some overflow parking, so we've agreed to that. And next Thursday, I'm going to go over there and snoop around and try to get on TV. So you'll see them on TV. Gunny's going to be here Thursday to film the show for them. And, I plan on standing in the background of this or something so they can see some. But just to be seeing the extra activity going on around here this week, that's what it'll be as well, starting on Thursday, I believe, this week. Don't forget to fill out your Connect cards and drop them in the offering plate as it comes around today. Check out your bulletin. There are still things going on in the life of your church, so I hope you would find a way to get plugged in, and you would do that as well. Let's now prepare our hearts and minds for worship this morning.
Good morning. I'm over here. As you can tell, we've got the place set up for Vacation Bible School, so we're down here today. But we would still like you to help us sing, and our first song, our intro is Seek Ye First. Please stand.
Oh, how I love Jesus.
centered on God's Spirit, we come to nourish the soil of our lives. Planted in God's grace, we are prepared to grow in God's words as we live in the love of Christ. Would you pray with me? Creator God, create fertile soil in our lives. Plant your word in our hearts and your wisdom in our souls. Open our minds to receive your insights and your guidance. Nurture us this day that we may grow in mercy and grace all the days of our lives. Amen.
Amen.
Our praise songs today are Jesus is the sweetest name I know and the sweetest name of all. And Acts 4:12 tells us that there is no other name under heaven given to people by which we must be saved. And in Hebrews 13:8, it says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever.
Hero Central, we will share the awesome assignment of
training terrific heroes.
Does that training have anything to do with amazing tasks and superpowers?
Well, that depends on what you're thinking of as superpowers. We'll meet biblical heroes and discover the qualities that make them truly heroes of God. Plus, there will be epic adventures such as wonderful Bible stories, great music, good crafts, exciting science, fun games, and more.
Sounds super. I want to be one of God's heroes. Tell me more.
Well, do good, speak peace, and go after it. That is our hero verse from the Bible. During each session, we will discover ways to be God's heroes by living out this superhero verse.
Wow! Definitely sign me up for that epic zero superhero adventure.
Why don't you plan to join us at our VBS, Hero Central? It runs from tomorrow, is the 17th, through Friday night, and then Saturday morning, there's going to be a little playtime outside. Did I say it? Registration is going on now. That's a commercial. Registration is going on now. And actually tomorrow as well, in the Fellowship Hall.
Whoa, Captain Shield. I must go. Gotta power up for the BBS Hero Central. Heroes, see you there.
See you later, Sidekick Flame, and I will see you at BBS Hero Central. Remember, do good, speak peace, and go for it.
Okay, don't you going off to Sunday school? Take off. The rest of you have a seat. Well, we've been talking about Vacation Bible School for a long time. Robin, it's here. It's here. It's here. We're ready, right? We're ready. We're ready. Well, this is the time of our service when we take our prayers before the Lord. We have praises today as well as prayers and praises and signs of miraculous healing. We're so happy about that. First of all, I would like to welcome Susan Sylvester. Did you see Susan with us today? Just one Sunday with us?
Yeah, for right now.
Okay, for right now, okay. We got to get her back here, I think. About time for you to move back to Florida, isn't it? Probably not, right?
No, all
right, good. Well, stick around after church so we can hear some of your adventures. We'd love to talk to you over fellowship also. That's awesome as well. As you can tell, these beautiful pink flowers here today on the altar are in recognition of a Sweet 16 back there. Sweet 16, Destiny. Destiny. And today is actually her birthday, so that's an amazing better. Happy birthday, Destiny. That's awesome. Yep, very good. Okay, we've got some prayer requests left up and praises as well. Keep these people in your thoughts this week in prayers. Donna Harris, of course, is continuing to recover from her hip replacement. She's had some setbacks with that, a fractured bone, so we're working on that as well. Albert, it's good to see you here today. Albert Jordan, I understand you're going to be going in for more surgery, right, Albert, soon. So we'll be lifting Albert up for his health concerns as well. Alex Falconian, Alex is here. He's going to have knee surgery here someday. It'll be pre-scheduled, but yes, indeed. Sally Chanel, good to see you, Sally. She's pursuing her treatment course as well for her cancer diagnosis. So Sally, we continue to lift you up as well. And of course, we're lifting up Robin and Ann. And Robin, I don't make you stand up and give us a rundown on what happened, because she completed most of her testing up in New Jersey, New York. And she is a perfect match for her sister and her liver transplant. So, some of these other ones lifted up, Karen, Rupert, Jonna, Charles, and Jeff, So the car did start up this morning, okay. And she's just thankful for her being there for her roommate. So keep Karen and her housemates definitely lifted up in prayer. Eric Maldonado, this is from Garfield, a stem cell transplant and is receiving cancer treatment. So it's with Eric up this morning as well. Family of Margie Lou Dunaway, she passed away on Tuesday. Joyce Blankenship. Was she ever a member of the church or something? I don't recognize the name. Is she someone the church knows or just?
She's Methodist,
but she lives in London. Okay, it seemed like a lot of folks here might have known her or whatever, so keep the family of Margie Lou Dunaway in prayers as well. We did get some great news that was so good that Karen couldn't keep it to herself. Karen, you know, we were praying for PET scan results for Karen Snyder. She had her PET scan on Friday, and she went to work Friday evening, and her doctor called her at 6:30 Friday evening, and that usually is a little scary, but Karen got great news. The doctor told her that there's no sign of cancer. Karen, we're going to proclaim that as God providing miraculous healing for Karen in this situation. And when we finish praying our general prayer, I'm going to have her come forward and we're going to lay hands on her again. Because just because this shows it's in remission, the battle goes on, right, Karen? And she's going to continue with chemotherapy and what do you call it, holistic medicine, supplements and things like that. So we have a lot of things to be grateful for. And we're going to lift, want to have Karen come forward after we have our prayer time. And know that we'd like you to come forward and we'll lay hands on her and just celebrate this miracle. It's a miracle. She had me in tears on Saturday when she told me this. And you know, you're always afraid of that phone call because we trust God and we know God heals in that way. But you're always a little nervous when you get the call. So we are celebrating God's mercy today on Karen and her family. Just the healing that's taking place. So, Karen, we celebrate that today. We give God all the glory. That's the first thing she said. I'm giving God the glory for this because she's done so many things. Now, what do you pay for? What really provided the cure, the help? And I said, God did. God, no matter how you get to the end of the cure, God was in that cure. So, we're going to celebrate that today. And I'm going to have her come forward as well. I know many of us have big things on our hearts today. We have a lot of things to be thankful for and to pray for. So if you would, let's go before the Lord in prayer this morning. Gracious God, we stand before you this morning in awe. Awe of good news, of precious, miraculous healing. Father, we celebrate how you are a part of our lives. And when I say part, I mean the good things that come from only, that can only come from you. Father, many things in our lives are rough. And many times the joy is not seen in the beginning. And Father, I pray today that as we celebrate Karen's good news and this evidence of healing, of miraculous healing in God, in God's time and in Jesus' name. So, Father, we're grateful for this. Father, we're praying the same miraculous healing for Robin and Ann, that they would be able to successfully transplant this liver, and that Ann would be restored to full health, and Robin as well. So, Father, today, we're just stunned by your majesty. We're stunned by how you work in our lives. So, Father, today, all of these lifted up by name, we stand waiting for the miracles that you have planned for each one of these folks. So, Father, today, we're humbled to be here in this place. We're celebrating today so many things. The return of a friend, a sweet 16, birthdays, anniversaries. Father, we have many reasons to celebrate. Those celebrations stem only from a trust and belief in you. So, Father, today I pray for each one of us and in our point of need, where we may need physical healing, emotional healing, maybe trouble with finances, maybe a roof over our head, or maybe even our next meal. But Father, today I pray, trusting you and knowing that you take care of your children. So Father, today we pray for our world and all the places that it's rough and all the places that need miraculous healing. But today, Father, we have evidence of it in our midst. So, Father, I pray a blessing upon us today. We've gathered in this house of worship. We've celebrated you. We've sang our praises. And, Father, we've recognized you as our Savior. So, Father, be with us today in our worship. Go with us from this place to keep us strong and keep us trusting in you. Father, we love you. Now let us pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, power, gracious God, as you can see, the church stands with Karen today. Father, as she kneels here at this altar, she has given you the honor and glory for this miraculous healing. Father, we are so blessed to be a witness to this. We know that Karen's faith has been tested time and time again in the past several years. Father, with cancer, recurrence of cancer, other health issues, but then through it all, Father, she has stood strong in her faith, and she has been firm in her foundation of where this healing comes from. So, Father, today I'm blessed, and we are blessed as her family, that we've got to witness once again God's work in a person's life. So, Father, I just pray a blessing upon her today, that this road does not end with this diagnosis of remission and cure, we're going to call it. Father, there's much work to be done in the future. The rest of her life will be devoted to keeping her health strong. So I pray strength for her today, Lord, as she goes forth, that she will know that her family of God is behind her and stands with her. Father, we're here to aid her where she needs help. Father, we're here to pray for her where she needs strength. Father, we're here be with her to help wherever we can. So, Father, today we celebrate the victory of this disease being stopped in its tracks. So, Father, today we are grateful for Karen. We are grateful for the witness that she is for you. Father, I feel the Holy Spirit in this place. And Father, I pray that the Holy Spirit would remain in each footstep of Karen's life. For Devin, and for David, for her family. So Father, today we celebrate victory. Victory over this disease. And we proclaim it in the name of Jesus Christ, all of our Saviors. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Everyone's prayers and support has been just awesome this week to know that you guys are behind me, that you're praying for myself and my sister. It means a lot to me, and I thank you very much. As we prepare to offer God a portion of what we have been gathering, may we become seeds of hope that bear the fruit of God's love in the ministries and mission we share with our neighbors. Would the ushers please come forward?
Now a small portion of the bounty you have poured out for us. Father, bless it. Let it go towards the work of the kingdom. Father, we love you. Thank you for accepting our gift. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. If you would remain standing for our hymn sing this morning. Our first song is Soon and Very Soon, and then the second one will be a Hymn of Promise, and the words will be on the screen. Thank you.
Thank you. You may be seated now. I had to sit too early, but I'm going to give you a break today. It's been such an overwhelming, exciting day that I know you need some rest, so sit down. We're going to examine a familiar parable today, and it's one that comes with an explanation. I like that about God. Our scripture today comes from Matthew 13, verses 1 through 9, and then 18 through 23. Hear these words. That day Jesus went out of the house and sat down beside the lake. Such large crowds gathered around him that he climbed into a boat and sat down. The whole crowd was standing on the shore. He said many things to them in parables. A farmer went out to scatter seed. As he was scattering seed, some fell on the path, and birds came and ate it. Other seed fell on rocky ground where the soil was shallow. They sprouted immediately because the soil wasn't deep. But when the sun came up, it scorched the plants, and they dried up because they had no roots. Other seeds fell among thorny plants. The thorny plants grew and choked them. Other seed fell on good soil and bore fruit. In one case, a yield of 100 to 1. In another case, a yield of 60 to 1. And in another case, the yield of 30 to 1. Everyone who has ears should pay attention. Consider then the parable of the farmer. Whenever people hear the word about the kingdom and don't understand it, the evil one comes and carries off what was planted in their hearts. This is the seed that was sown on the path. As for the seed that was spread on rocky ground, this refers to people who hear the word and immediately receive it joyfully. Because they have no roots, they last for only a little while. When they experience distress or abuse because of the word, they immediately fall away. As for the seed that was spread among thorny plants, this refers to those who hear the word, but the worries of this life and the false appeal of the wealth choke out the word, and it bears no fruit. As for what was planted on good soil, this refers to those who hear and understand and bear fruit and produce. In one case, a yield of 100 to 1. In another case, a yield of 60 to 1. And in another case, a yield of 30 to 1. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of His Word. Let's pray. Gracious God, thank You for this parable. It speaks of each one of us and where the seed falls at different times in our lives. Father, I pray today that this word from Matthew would seal in us the victory of good soil. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So this parable that I read this morning is something that every one of you have heard, right? Pretty common. We hear it all the time. The parable of the sower. It's the first parable that Jesus ever used, and I love it that He had an explanation to go along with it. He knew that these things, unless our hearts and minds were right, would be difficult for us to understand. This parable is about the kingdom of heaven, and where someday we all will meet. Jesus went and sat in a boat, and the people gathered even there. The crowds were tremendous. What this speaks of today, I named this message today, are you easily distracted? How many of you are easily distracted? I tell you what, I could bounce off a dozen things at one time. I got here this morning and there were some things that needed to be done, and I was going this way to do it, and I would see something over here and veer off and do that, and then totally forget where I was going. Anyone done that? All the time. That seems like something we're pretty good at. Well, today, this parable that Jesus spoke to the people talks about each one of us. Now this message in the parable isn't meant that our entire lives are spent as one type of person, as one type of believer, as one type of soil. Anyone spend time in the thorny land? The thorny land? You know, the seed is thrown out. You hear it. Oh, that sounds pretty good. But I'm going out tonight. I'll worry about it tomorrow. That thorny ground chokes out the Word of God. What about the path? The parable said the farmer threw out some seed and went on the path. What happened to it? The birds came along and ate it. Now the birds loved it. There's other stories in the Bible telling of how even a sparrow is provided for, right? Some of those seeds being cast about, the sparrows came and ate them. But it was seed not sown in our hearts. It was devoured by something else. The thin soil. How many times in our lives have we been mired in thin soil? Now what this parable is telling us, that we think we have it right. We're trusting God on everything. You know, you hear me say it all the time. When things are going good, aren't I doing good? When things go bad, well, God, what have you done? Why have you forsaken me? I think a lot of us spend a lot of time in this thin soil. When things are easy, it's easy to be a Christian, isn't it? Being a Christian, being a Christ follower, has some bumps in the road, doesn't it?
Amen.
It has some tough times in it. Yes. People get cancer. Livers fail. We lose our faith. God gives us these glimpses of miracles to bolster our faith. We've got to see it for what it is. What it is today seems to me like there's a lot of seed being thrown about, huh? Are we still throwing out a lot of seed today as the church? Or are we just dribbling a little behind us as we walk around? Or are we taking big handfuls of seed and throwing it out there? That's what Vacation Bible School is for us. We're bringing families and children in from our community that we're just pelting them with the seed. Some of that's going to fall on thin soil, rocky soil, thorny soil, but some of it's going to fall on good soil.
Amen.
As my reading was researching this message this week, they've sort of come to the conclusion that back in those days when the farmers planted, about 80% of their seed never produced anything. That sounds a lot like the church, doesn't it? The church puts forth some effort. Sometimes a little effort. Sometimes we go at it gung-ho. But how much of that good seed falls on good ground? Seems to think about 80% falls on ground and never produces anything. Is that about the right numbers today for our culture and our society and our planet? That about 80% of the people are not so great soil. But what does this message tell us? Keep growing the soil, right? I mean, keep growing the seed. You keep throwing seed. I'll take care of the rest. Thank goodness God has taken over that part of the equation. But our job is to continue to throw out the seed. These four soils symbolize four ways to receive God's Word. Depends on how we look at it. As I look out over an audience when I'm preaching, I see all kinds of people. I see ones with their Bibles open and taking notes. I see those that are paying attention. I see casual listeners looking out the windows. People hear messages in their own way, right?
Yeah.
My wife's a little under the weather today. She stayed home. My wife takes copious notes, highlights in her Bible. I've told you this before. We're on our way home. And she says, "What do you mean by that point?" I said, "I didn't say that." And many of you, as you're walking out of here, "Wow, that really touched me. I really like what you meant by that." I'm thinking, "I didn't mean that." I've told you this before as well. Our bishop told us pastors that good for you that God fills this space between my lips and your ears. Because we all hear what we need to hear from God's Word. So as I stand here looking out at you, I see people. I see people with hardened hearts. And God's Word is snatched away. Jesus said that's the seed that fell on the road, on the path. The birds come and swoop down and took it. There's the shallow heart. The shallow soil. God's Word is heard, but soon forgotten. Some of you telling me going out the back, "Boy, that was the best one yet." I see him on Monday and I said, "What do you think of that message?" "Well, I don't know, it's pretty good, I guess." "Don't remember." "What was that?" "I don't remember exactly what that was." And then I get a call during the week that says, "What was that scripture again?" I'm talking about the scripture from last week. "Wow, you remember the scripture?" I love it. So there's shallow hearts out there, the shallow soil. And the seed falls there and sprouts, and then as soon as the sun comes out, it dies. You know Christians like that? Fired up one moment and forgot about God the next. We're out there. The message today is not that you're born shallow and stay shallow, are you? How many of you have crowded hearts today? That thorny soil. You know what? People are saying they're pretty busy today, aren't they? A lot of you folks are retired, and all you do is tell me how busy you are. How come we get busier after we retire? I've had many people say, "I don't know how I ever had time to work."
That's right.
And then the fourth type is the teachable heart. That hears God's Word and takes it to heart. And God's Word in them produces 100-fold, 60-fold, 30-fold. I hope we know people like that. Some of you are people like that. We sometimes make the mistake of thinking that that parable is about four different people. Can all of you at any point in your life claim all four of those people as one? Absolutely. We don't spend our life in one place. At times, we're on fire. God can be seen through us. And then there's times when the busyness of life takes that away from us. So my message today is that we develop a hunger for the Word of God. I implore you to read your Bible, to do a devotional every day, to look at where God can be found in your life. I prayed with several folks this week and have prayed for God to open our eyes, open my eyes as well, and let me see the seeds sprouting around us. Folks, there's evidence of miracles all around us. There's evidence of God working in our lives at times in my life I can see it as clear as day. And there's times I cannot find it. I can't find it. And that makes me sad. I met with a group of men. I meet on Thursday night now with a Bible study group of just some men friends of ours that decided to get together and study God's Word. We went around the table and talked about our week this week, and one of the guys, he's retired now. They're all retired guys. Why do I hang out with retired people? Can't find anybody. They wear my work and too busy, right? We went around the table and we talked about where we saw God this week. Your moment closest to Christ. And everyone went around. One fellow sat there, he's a quiet kind of guy. And I could tell he was a little embarrassed to say, I haven't done anything. I haven't been close to Christ this week. All we do is play with our grandbabies. And drive all the way to Tampa to see their grandbabies, but they're going over there about twice a week, so they must really enjoy their grandkids. And he says, I don't do enough, I don't do anything for Christ. And that evening, I myself felt like, you know what am I doing for Christ? You know, they all think I'm a pastor. I must, boy, just be filled with evidence of God at work all around. Everybody's just jumping on board to help with God's work. So I spoke last and I said, well, Rick, I feel the same way you did. I feel like this week I didn't do anything for God. I didn't do anything. I'm pretty shallow right now. I said, don't feel bad. I said, we spend these times in our lives when we're very shallow soil. The seeds aren't sprouting. God's word is not sprouting. But the ironic part of that was, as we went through the rest of the night, we talked about things that had gone on. And these transmitted guys have all been my friends, most of them, for many years, so they give me a lot of grace. So it comes time to tell them how our week went. The pastor in me comes out. And I share all the things I've had a privilege of being a part of. And they're just sitting there like, oh my gosh, that's all happened. You know, the funny thing is, that just happened this week. Most weeks are like that. And at the end of the week, I say, I didn't do anything. What a wasted week. But it helps on Thursdays to sit down with some people and say, well, this is what I did. This is what some of my experiences were this week. And I'm not kidding you. I could probably sit there and talk for 2 or 3 hours about the things that I just got to be a part of in some way. So I've had to tell them, shut me up. And then as they're speaking, I have things to relate to. I'm like, just shut up. Just shut up and let someone else talk. And that's when I realized God allows me to be a part of the sowing of the seeds in all of you. And that is a blessing, believe it or not. And we've had some good things this week. Next week, we're going to have it. Because here's the other thing we do in that group. And this is where I think we're trying to throw some seed on some good soil. When there's been need here, who have we prayed for? We're praying for you people in this group. Because I tell people, wow, there's someone in my church that needs prayer. And you lift it up on Thursday nights like that. So as little as I think I'm doing, some of my friends around that table, we're really having an impact in the kingdom. Now I have a hard time with that because it still seems like I could do so much more. Probably many of you feel that way. What more could I do for Christ? Christ gave it all for you. He gave it all for you. So folks, I do pray for you. I lift you up to some of my friends and let them know about you. And we pray for you. I guess if I did nothing else in ministry, would that be enough?
Yes.
God says you need to do more. I get nervous. What can I do? Nobody will help me. Help. We always want help with everything, don't we? Robert, did you want some more help yesterday putting all this up? See, I didn't know. I could have come and helped you yesterday because I was sitting in my recliner watching the race. And I texted her a couple times. I said, you doing okay? Oh, yeah, everything's good. Well, at some points, it was just her and Luann. Probably half of us could have come here yesterday and helped her. And then he would have had her own mess on your hands because we'd all been trying to help you. So. Folks, you can do more. I can do more. We can do more. We're going to do some more VBS this week, which is awesome. It is one of the highlights of my year because I like kids. I really do like kids. And I hear many times, where are all the kids? I don't know. I can go out here and kidnap some, and then if you'll come and visit me in prison, maybe that'll work. I don't know. What do we need to do? We do what we can do. We keep throwing out some seed, thinking and knowing that 80% of it's going to fall on bad ground. But we can't lose hope. We've got to keep throwing the seed. So this week, we're going to throw some seed. I hope we don't put any eyes out. Folks, we have an opportunity to do a lot for the kingdom of God. All we have to do is say yes. All we have to do is come to Christ and say, where do you need me? What can I do? Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Let's pray. Gracious God, thank you for this scripture today. This parable of the farmer, Lord. Father, we just need to keep going seed, knowing that some of it's going to fall on the bad ground, that some of it is going to come back for you. But you've also told us that our reward could be 100%, 60%, or 30%. Whatever it is, Lord, 1% is enough. So, Father, I ask your blessing upon us today. A blessing on our Vacation Bible School this week and all the people that will come together. Be a part of that, either serving or those coming here to receive some of our seed. So, Father, thank you. We give you the praise and glory. Amen. Please stand for our closing hymn. I have decided to follow Jesus. Yes, I have. Well, I'm excited for what's going to happen here this week. Are you?
Yeah.
Keep us in your prayers. If you're not able to come and help and be here with us, Robin, God bless you. You've done such a great job. I'm thankful for all the people you brought together for this. We're going to have a good time. I'm excited. I want to have fun with the kids. Maria, good to see you. It's exciting. All right. All right. Receive this benediction. Father God, as we leave this place, let us leave being the farmer today. Father, let us cast your seeds among good ground and bad. So, Father, be with us. In your precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.